May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. True Christian religion, and throughout the heavenly doctrine, the Lord uses very strong and condemning language to describe predestination, faith alone, and anything that would take away the redemption that he has given us. It is called a horrid falsity about God, faith, charity, and everything else, which depends upon these three like links in a chain. Redemption is like the first link in the chain of salvation. It is the first step that the Lord takes so that all may be saved. And that all may be saved is the good news. It is the gospel. Or, as Mark says, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe the gospel. You can have the kingdom within. You can be saved. You can go to heaven. Repent and believe that you too can be saved. No one is predestined to hell. No one is predestined to hell. No one is predestined to hell. For the Lord is already redeeming everyone. It is an important point, the first chain, the first link in a chain. Sometimes we in our church focus so much on repentance, because we should, and it is our job, that we might be tempted to condemn ourselves by seeing all the evil that is in us. And were it not for the Lord, those evils would condemn us. If it were not for the Lord. But the Lord is in your life. The Lord is in everyone's life. He has already redeemed you. All we need to do is cooperate. John the Baptist taught how people were at first baptized by him by water, and that the Lord would then come and baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We know that baptism by water means a washing away of sins, that it's something the Lord does when we cooperate in repentance. But what is a baptism of Holy Spirit and fire? The heavenly doctrines teach us that the internal sense of this is that the hell and the heavens has been reordered and separated. That hell has been pulled out of heaven and put in its place. And that reordering of hell has to happen first by the Lord. There are many influences in our lives, hellish ones and heavenly ones. We, as people, mere mortals, cannot see which ones are clearly from heaven and which ones are clearly from hell without the help of the Lord. When we watch a movie or read a book or read an article or sing a song or hear something on the radio or when somebody gives us a piece of advice or even when we hear a sermon, not all of it is from the Lord, obviously. Some of it is going to be merely external, merely natural trappings. The Lord is saying that he has separated this evil and good, this internal goodness, the seed, and an external natural evil, the chaff. We need to participate in his winnowing. We need to look for the good by seeing the evil, by seeing what is merely external, what is merely natural, and what might lead us astray. Now, there are two ways of doing this. One is in a work of art or a craft of man that is mostly good. Maybe a sermon or maybe a hymn. Most of it is good, but not all of it, unless it is directly from the Lord in his word. So some of the hymns we sing aren't perfect. They can't be. And that's okay. Winnow the chaff away. But don't forget that there is wheat in there. There is something good that can lead you to heaven. Other media we consume is mostly not good. Now, most of it we can probably avoid on our own just by not turning it on. But a lot of it will come to us whether we want it to or not, whether it's on the radio or a friend tells a joke. We can't always control what comes to us. Most of it is probably chaff and should be burned up in the fire. But even there, if it exists and if it has come to us, there is a kernel of truth in it. The Lord permits evil into our lives because it can lead us to good. If we think critically, if we examine it and see how the Lord is winnowing the wheat from the chaff, the good from the evil. In our own lives, in our own hearts and minds, we have wheat and chaff. We have things that we hold on to that aren't terribly important. We have things that we hold on to that are probably not good for us. If we examine them and we're honest about them, we would see that they are chaff and that the Lord is working to winnow it, to separate it, if we allow him. And the Lord has planted in all of us seeds, wheat, that can nourish us forever to eternity in heaven, if we allow the Lord to first winnow the evil and falsity out from ourselves. When looking at wheat and chaff, you can see how the chaff is an external shell that carries the wheat in it. And so often, we may even see amber fields of grain and think, how beautiful, because it's wheat. But we know that what's truly beautiful about that field is the grains of wheat inside it, not the chaff around it. So too, we must never mistake the external for what's important, the internal. Christmas is a wonderful example of this. Christmas has a lot of externals, and many of them are wonderful. But they are wonderful because they carry kernels of truth and goodness within them. Christmas trees and things like that, they don't really matter. But we don't need to get upset at them if we see how the Lord has implanted a kernel of good and truth in them to lead us to heaven. We should never think that the Christmas tree is what it's about. And one day we may need to separate that chaff from its wheat if we become too obsessed with having the perfect tree. Maybe one year we should go without a tree. But we need to separate the wheat from the chaff. We will all be exposed to wonderful externals of Christmas. The season is coming where we'll hear amazing songs, Christmas songs, popular and secular and religious. And in all of them, there is wheat and chaff. But in all of them, the Lord is working to save you. Because everyone can be saved. The Lord's divine providence is omnipresent. It is everywhere, working constantly and continuously to save all of us. So we may take the opportunity of the Christmas season to see the good, to see the evil, to separate the external from the internal, the chaff from the wheat, so that we may repent and receive the kingdom. Believe the gospel. God has already redeemed you. You have only to cooperate. Amen. And now to the one God of heaven and earth, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.